with Montana News. I'm Edward O'Brien. A Montana high school student has been arrested after a police chase in which shots were fired in a school parking lot in Missoula. Missoula police say no one was injured in the incident this afternoon. Detective Sergeant Travis Welsh tells the Missoulian that school staff and a resource officer were conducting an investigation when they contacted a student. The student ran from Big Sky High, got into a car, and shots were fired. The chase ended nearby when the student's car crashed into the parking lot at a car dealership. The school was briefly locked down. Officials have not released the student's name or the reason for the investigation. Staff of the Legislative Services Division told state lawmakers the legislature's sexual harassment training and policies are inadequate. Legal Division Director Todd Everett said yesterday the current policy does not make it clear who should receive and investigate reports of sexual misconduct, who should determine the consequences, or who has the authority to impose any penalties. Susan Fox, Executive Director of the Legislative Services Division, said more training is needed to ensure everyone has the same understanding of what constitutes sexual misconduct. The Missoulian reports members of the Legislative Council plan to work with Everts and Fox to review and update the policy. The Legislative Council will discuss their recommendations at the Council's next meeting in May.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Republican legislative leaders set up a committee today to investigate confidential settlements paid out to public employees under the administration of Governor Steve Bullock. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Senate Majority Leader Fred Thomas says he wants to learn more about data provided to him by the State Audit Division showing an increase in settlements paid out since 2013. The audit report, completed at the request of Thomas, found that upwards of $3 million has been paid out in state employee settlements between 2013 and 2017.
This is just a matter that we should public money, public information. We need to put a stop to these private settlements, and we need to find out what's been going on. And there may not be anything that we would find as wrong or, you know, I don't know. We'll just find out.
The Select Committee on State Settlement Accountability is comprised of 6 Republicans and 4 Democrats. According to a press release from majority party staff, Republican Senator Nell Swandle, a former district judge, will chair the committee. Democratic Governor Steve Bullock's budget director, Dan Villa, says the audit report showing a jump in state settlements in recent years isn't an accurate representation of the state's spending on employee settlements.
You know, we will do everything we can to cooperate while still protecting the rights of individual Montanans to privacy when necessary. The spike from 2013 forward is where the governor implemented mandatory accounting practices across the state. Prior to that, the account didn't even exist. So clearly you can see the bias in the audit that it wouldn't even disclose that that account didn't exist prior to the date that shows the spike.
The audit report says in order to get a better picture of state settlement data, a full performance audit would need to be completed. State Audit Division staff say plans for that kind of analysis are underway. The first meeting of the State Settlement Accountability Committee has not been announced. Several legislators listed as members of the committee, both Republican and Democrat, told MTPR Friday that they were not aware of the existence of the committee before MTPR contacted them seeking comment. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. 2 people were arrested after chaining themselves to cement-filled barrels in an effort to prevent trucks from hauling Yellowstone National Park bison to slaughterhouses. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports 2 members of the group Wild Buffalo Defense were arrested in the park today. A federal court clerk in Mammoth, Wyoming, confirmed the arrests. Their names were not released. Wild Buffalo Defense spokesman Monty Slate says the protest delayed a shipment of bison for a few hours before a path was cleared around the protesters. Bison are shipped to slaughter every year as part of a population management plan for the park. 3 Wild Buffalo Defense protesters arrested in the park on March 6th were banned from the park for 5 years and ordered to pay more than $1,000 in fines. An eastern Montana judge has dismissed a deliberate homicide charge against a 21-year-old Miles City area man and the death of his girlfriend while investigators continue to look into his self-defense claim. Court records say Travis Doss reported he had been arguing with Shania Raymond January 25th when he walked away from the house. He said he heard gunshots, felt something hit his head, and turned around and shot her. Attorney Wyatt Glade says he sought the dismissal while the investigation continued.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. A company created to mine for the digital currency Bitcoin began operation at a facility south of Butte Wednesday. CryptoWatt LLC activated about 2,000 computer servers. Company representative Matt Vincent says the company expects to launch a larger capacity operation in April or May. The Lolo National Forest's Missoula Ranger District is now accepting public comment on a proposal to plant trees on thousands of acres that burned in last summer's 50,000-acre Lolo Peak fire, Edward O'Brien reports.
The proposed treatments would occur on almost 8,000 acres burned by the Lolo Peak fire.
It's all along Highway 12 from like Mormon Creek to Elk Meadows Road.
That's Forrest Parks. He's a forester on the Lolo National Forest. Parks says the project's goal is twofold.
Reforest, obviously stuff that burned up in the fire, but we're planting areas that have a low probability of regenerating naturally, which tends to be the warm, dry areas. We're not just going to go plant everywhere. If it's going to come in naturally, we're not going to plant.
Park says native tree species will be used in the targeted burned areas, specifically ponderosa pine and western larch. Site preparation may include a technique called scalping.
Once grass and shrubs and forbs take over, they compete with the trees. They're mostly the root system competes with water in the immediate area, so you do a small scalp like 12 to 16 inches. To kill off the grass and give the trees a chance to absorb nutrients and water.
The newly planted seedlings would also be protected from animal grazing.
Deer and elk like to eat the buds in the spring before grass greens up, so you put a net around the tree and stops them from eating the buds of the tree and killing the tree. So it's usually around 3 years once the tree's big enough to handle the buds being eaten off the top of them, we remove it.
The replanting project could take up to 8 years to complete. A combined scoping and public comment period runs through April 16th. For more information, visit our website at mtpr.org. I'm Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.